Let's read through the psalm and read along with me and pretend like it's the first time. Real fresh, okay? David said, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord." How long?
Forever.
You know, it's very common to hear Psalm 23 at a funeral service. I would estimate that of all the funeral services I've done as a pastor, 90, 95% of every service like that, Psalm 23 is present. And I think it's important. That's Psalm 23 is very appropriate for a funeral service, but there are some people, because of that, that tend to associate this psalm only with death. Psalm 23, that's the psalm you pull out at death. But it's not just a psalm for death. It's also a psalm for life and death and life after death. It talks about a shepherd who's with you in all those stages of life. I love this psalm because David is essentially bragging. He's boasting in this psalm about all that he enjoys in this life simply because the Lord is his shepherd. And there's all these blessings that he talks about. You can see that David has found absolute, complete, total satisfaction in this life because the Lord is his shepherd. He says in verse 1, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. There's nothing else that I need in life because the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I found satisfaction." David would say, "My search for satisfaction is over because the Lord is my shepherd." What a wonderful thing to be able to say. Can you say that? "I found complete and total satisfaction in life because the Lord is my shepherd." You know, as I look around society, I see a lot of unsatisfied people. I see a lot of people trying to find satisfaction in all the different things that this world has to offer. And you know, you can find some things in this world that will bring you temporary happiness, and it might be, you know, fun, but it doesn't bring you great, deep inner satisfaction. So there's a lot of people that will try to make as much money as they possibly can, get the biggest house, the biggest car. I'll find satisfaction there. And you'll find a little bit for a while, but it doesn't hit you deep. Or people say, "I'm going to find satisfaction in a career." And you can find, you know, some good things from that, but not that deep inner satisfaction. Some people try to find satisfaction in relationships. They go from relationship to relationship, from boyfriend to boyfriend to boyfriend to husband, from girlfriend to girlfriend to girlfriend to wife, and they try to find that perfect relationship that will satisfy them. No, true satisfaction comes from the Lord. Amen. People try to find satisfaction, you know, in the pleasures of this world, going from one sexual encounter to another, or one drug to another, or alcohol, or whatever it is that will make me feel good for a little bit. And here's what's really sad. This world will dangle a carrot in front of people and say, "Come get it. You'll love it, and when you get it, it'll satisfy you. And then not only will it not satisfy you, but it'll destroy you. A police officer found the following typewritten note in a telephone booth. Remember telephone booths? Remember typewritten notes? So this is a while back, but listen to this. A typewritten note found in a telephone booth, and it read, "King Heroin is my shepherd. I shall always want. He maketh me to lie down in gutters. He leadeth me beside the troubled water. He destroyeth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of wickedness for the effort's sake. Yea, I shall walk through the valley of poverty and will fear all evil. For heroin art with me. Thy needle and capsule try to comfort me. Thou strippest the table of groceries in the presence of my family. Thou robbest my head of reason. My cup of sorrow runneth over. Surely heroin addiction shall stalk me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the damned forever." Can you imagine how desperate a person has to be to write something like that? And I know that's a very extreme example. But the world will promise you satisfaction, and people will run after it. And it doesn't satisfy. David said, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." I always loved how one little child slightly misquoted the first line of this psalm. "The Lord is my shepherd. What more shall I want?" So I'm telling you, if the Lord is your shepherd here, right now, in this life, you'll find satisfaction, meaning, and purpose. Now, David also says, "The Lord is my shepherd, and I've enjoyed his direction and in guidance in life." David was a shepherd of sheep, and here David is likening himself to a sheep who's being led by a very skilled shepherd. He says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I will not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters." The best shepherds knew the best places to bring the sheep, the best water supplies, the best green pastures. And David can say, "The Lord has led me through life. He's connected all the dots in my life." He could look back on his life and, "The Lord led me point A, B, C, D," made all these connections. I think that's so beautiful. If the Lord is your shepherd, he'll lead you. The best spot. I love it says, verse 2, "He makes me to lie down in green pastures." Sometimes our shepherd makes us lie down and rest. He takes us to every season in life. He provides for us, leads us in the ways that we should follow. Listen, if the Lord is your shepherd, he cares about all the details of your life. Do you know he cares about if you go to school, where to go to school? He cares about your career, what career, who you're going to date, who you marry. I mean, if the Lord is your shepherd, he'll lead you in every decision. As you prayerfully consider all of those different decisions in life, seeking him and praying, the Lord has a big plan for your life. Ephesians chapter 2 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, for good works which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Do you believe that? Amen. The Lord wants you to discover your gifts, your talents, your calling, your career. where you go in life. He'll lead you. I love verse 3. It says, He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. Now, that's important. Your shepherd will lead you on the safe path. He'll lead you in paths of righteousness. He wants you safe. And so, yes, if you're a born-again Christian, there are commands for you to obey. There are boundaries that the Lord has given for you to obey. So you'll be safe. So the Bible does say things like, I won't be under the control of anything. So I'm going to stay away from alcohol. I'm going to stay away from drugs. There are pitfalls in life that will destroy your life. And the shepherd says, steer clear of them. Sexual intimacy is only designed for in the marriage relationship between a man and a woman for a lifetime. And if you get outside of that, you can fall into some very, very bad places. And those are there for you. God's not like, I'm trying to cramp your style. I want to take away all your fun, so I have all these rules and regulations. Now, those things are meant to add blessed fun to your life. Holiness, beauty, safety, protection. It's beautiful. It says in verse 4, For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Now, the staff is the candy cane, you know, with the hook. And a lot of times, you know, you see the shepherds leading the sheep along, and one little sheep gets off the path, and the shepherd would take that little hook and right around the neck, pull him back on. I love it. You know, the Lord will do that to us. If you start to get off the path, the Lord, your shepherd, will get you back on. But understand, what a beautiful thing. The Lord will lead you in this life, and he'll lead you on the safest pathways. You know, the phone, we talk about all the dangers of the phone and all the time that we waste on the phone. There's a lot of things you got to be aware of, but you know what I love about the phone? The map app. I am terrible with directions. Kim had to get me everywhere we drove. But now with this map thing, you can put an address in and, hey, take me there, and this nice voice tells you where to go. And not north, south, east, west. I don't get that. It turn right at the next light. Go past this light. And isn't that a wonderful feature? That onboard navigational. Listen, if you're a born-again Christian, Jesus is in you. The Holy Spirit is in you. You have his word, and he is your onboard navigational leader through all of life. Does he lead you? Do you let the shepherd lead you? David said, The Lord is my shepherd. I'm so blessed. I found satisfaction. I found direction. I've also found provision. Again, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Verse 2, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. My Lord has led me in places to the best pastures, the best water. He's taken care of me. He's provided for me. I love verse 5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. David can look back on his life and see how the shepherd took care of him in almost every season of life. You know, if the Lord is your shepherd, then he takes personal responsibility for taking care of you. He's your shepherd. And he'll provide for you in every season of life. You know, we think of David, and a lot of us remember David as King David, and he lived in a palace, and of course you're well taken care of in a palace, right? Best food, best shelter, best everything. But don't forget, David was homeless for like 10 years, right? Remember when Saul was chasing him all over the wilderness and David would live in caves? And yet in every season of life, David said, the Lord took care of me. He can remember times where he's on the battlefield, in warfare, surrounded by enemies. And he says, Lord, you've prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. I'm telling you what, the Lord. And a lot of people, they're so worried about, well, how am I going to pay the bill? How am I going to do this? How am I going to? Listen, if the Lord is your shepherd, he's going to provide for you. Psalm 37, verse 25 says, I have been young and now am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. Listen, there may be leaner seasons in life. There may be more that you seem to have, but at every season, if the Lord is your shepherd, he's going to take care of you. He's going to provide for you. Jesus told us in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. So if the Lord is your shepherd, you seek him. You follow him. You seek his kingdom. All things will be added to you. He's going to take care of you. Now that this is not a Matthew 6:33 is not a call for irresponsibility. Hey, just seek the kingdom of God. Look, you need to seek the kingdom of God and also work a job. But you know what? When you're seeking the Lord, you're wanting to obey the Lord, you'll become responsible. He'll teach you the value of hard work. And he'll open up opportunities for you. You know, a lot of Christians, they get it backwards, though. They put all their effort into getting the money and the career and all of that. And they may build a nice life for themselves. But I'm telling you, a lot of people, if they're frustrated, they're not satisfied, there's no spiritual component. But when you seek the Lord first, oh, he'll bless you. He'll provide for you. C.S. Lewis put it this way, and I love how C.S. Lewis puts it. He says, aim at heaven and you will get earth thrown in. Aim at earth and you get neither. Wow. Trust God with that. Trust him. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I found satisfaction. I found his direction. I found his provision. And I found protection. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness. Verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. I love this. David was such a fearless man. David was a dangerous man, right? And he lived a very dangerous life. And he lived a life that was very confident in the Lord. And he was a man of war. He was in many life and death situations for the Lord. And yet, he could look back and say, the Lord is with me through every dark valley. And I would say that's what made him so confident. He knew that the Lord was with him. So remember David and Goliath. Everyone's afraid of giant Goliath because everyone in the Israeli army at that time was looking at how big Goliath was. David comes along and he sees how big God is and how puny little Goliath is in comparison to God. And I love that story. He's a shepherd boy. He's a teenager. He goes and he gets 5 stones. Why? Because Goliath had 4 brothers. He wants all 5 of them. And I see the shepherd boy running right at that giant while everyone else would run from. Because he knew that the Lord was with him. My brother and sister in Christ, the Lord is with you. Have you forgotten that? Nobody's getting to you through him. They have to come through him first. He's your protector. He's your shepherd. Psalm 27, verse 1 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Isaiah 41, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Isaiah 41, 10. Put that in your memory. Put that in your heart. Isaiah 49, verse 15 says, "Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget. Yet I will not forget you. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me." Do you believe that? The Lord is your protector. He's your protection. Now, I mean, nobody's... Death is... There are problems that we face in this life, but listen, we got to always remember who's bigger than the problem. Right? You know, if I had a penny in my pocket, I could go outside in that parking lot and I could block out the sun with a penny. You know how? Put it right there. Can't see the sun. But if I take that penny and I move it outside, then I see it in the perspective of the sun. Many Christians do that with their problems. They put it right there. And they forget how strong and wonderful and powerful is your shepherd. You take that problem and you put it in the right perspective. Amen? The Lord is your protector. David says, "I am so blessed to have the Lord as my shepherd. I found satisfaction. I found direction. I found provision. I found protection. And I found blessing." There's no other way to put it. If you have the Lord as your shepherd, you just experience a blessing that nobody else could experience. He says in verse 5, "You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over." I love that. If the Lord is your shepherd, your cup isn't half full. It's full and runs over. "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." Rich, abundant blessings, my friend, that you enjoy only if you have the Lord as your shepherd. I want you to think about this. You have his peace, his joy, his love, his presence, his power, his spirit, his grace, his goodness, his mercy, all poured out upon your life. Ephesians chapter 1 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ." Have we forgotten how blessed we are? Can I remind you of how blessed you are to have the Lord as your shepherd? The Lord is my shepherd. Now, not only is it wonderful to have the Lord as your shepherd in this life, he will also be a wonderful shepherd to you when it's time to leave this life. He will be a good shepherd to you at the very moment of your death. Again, David, dangerous man, dangerous life. The Lord protected him in and out of many life and death situations. But you know what? King David did die. He got old and he died. And the shepherd met him. The shepherd meets his people at that hour, at that moment. David says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." You do not have to fear death if the Lord is your shepherd, because he'll meet you there. Now, I don't like to think about my death. Do you? I mean, Woody Allen said, "I'm not afraid of death. I just don't want to be there when it happens." I'm not looking forward at all to that. But I'll tell you this, if the Lord is your shepherd, and I truly believe this with all my heart, you will experience the presence of your shepherd in a profound way. The Lord will meet you there. I've been with brothers and sisters in Christ when they've taken their last breath. And on a couple of occasions, they look beyond you because the shepherd's coming. A lot of people fear what's going to happen at that moment. I'll tell you what's going to happen at that moment. Jesus will meet you. And he will take you through that valley. Death for a Christian is not a valley that you stay in. It's a valley that you walk through. The shepherd takes you. It's incredible. If the Lord is your shepherd, you have all this in this life and at the moment of your death. And then look how the psalm ends. I love this. Verse 6, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life," and as if there's more, just wait. To boot. "And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." The Lord is your shepherd here. He'll be your shepherd there forever. You'll go to his house. Isn't that incredible? You know, we think the Bible gives us certain details about heaven, but it's just so hard to, you know, it's too hard for us really to imagine. But you know, you got the mansions and the streets of gold and the pearly gates and being with the Lord and seeing him face to face. And I got to tell you, that's going to be beautiful. You know what I'm looking forward to is the brand new body. As I get older, I want my new body. Can you imagine a body with no more backaches? No more dementia? Hospitals, prisons, death, crime. Being in the presence of our Lord forever. I'll tell you, this psalm is so beautiful to me. What this psalm tells me is that we are covered on every side. If you're a born-again Christian and the Lord is your shepherd, every base is covered. Here, death, forever. Someone said the Christian is guarded on all sides by the Lord. We have God before us, God behind us, God on our right, God on our left, God above us, God's arms underneath us, his spirit within us. God is our environment. It's in him that we live and have our being. You can't be any more protected, any more covered. It's the Lord your shepherd. Who is this shepherd in Psalm 23? Well, Jesus said in John chapter 10, "I am the what? The good shepherd, and the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep." Jesus is that good shepherd. And here's the most amazing thing. He wants to be that shepherd for you. And he gave his life so that he could be for you. What love? Our Savior left heaven, became man, died on the cross for our sins at a tremendous sacrifice so that you and I could be forgiven, become children of God, and have the blessing of his touch upon our lives now and forever. How good is it to know the Lord? Can I ask you, can everyone here this morning, are you all able to say the Lord is my shepherd? David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, therefore I have all of these blessings. But can you say the Lord has my shepherd? The Lord is my shepherd. It won't work if you can only say the Lord is my grandmother's shepherd, my pastor's shepherd, my wife's shepherd. Now you have to be able to say the Lord is my shepherd. Have you asked him to be your shepherd? Now maybe you're a born again Christian. I'll ask you this. Have you given every area of your life to the shepherd? Have you trusted every area of your life with the shepherd? Or are there certain areas in your life that you keep to yourself? Here, Lord, this is yours, but not my career. That's mine. Can I invite you? Give your career to the Lord. Let him touch it. Let him lead you in every single area of your life. Would you bow your heads with me and close your eyes and let's pray? Lord, thank you for the incredible reminder of who you are, and we are so glad to have you as a shepherd. Thank you for being the greatest. Praise your holy name. And Lord, I just want to pray for all of us that we would be absolutely reminded this morning that you want to be in control of every area of our life. And maybe you're here this morning as a Christian and you've kept certain areas from the shepherd. Not good. That area will be so much better if you give it to the Lord. Let him touch that. Trust him with that. Give every area to him. Maybe you're here this morning or even listening online and you've never received Christ as your Lord and Savior. You can't say the Lord is my shepherd. I want you to be able to say that right now. You say, well, how does the Lord become my shepherd? Simple. You ask him. Ask Jesus to be your shepherd, to be your Savior. He died for you and rose again, and he loves you. I'm going to lead you in a prayer right now if that's you. Just in the quietness of your heart, if that's you, cry out, say, Lord Jesus, be my shepherd. I want you to take over. I want you to be my Savior. I am a sinner. Forgive me of all, wash away all my sins. Thank you for dying on the cross for me and rising again. Fill me with your Spirit. Help me to follow you and serve you for the rest of my life. Thank you for this time. In Jesus' name, amen.